here's a story from The World.
South Africa's coronavirus vaccine rollout has taken a step back. They're hitting pause on distribution of the AstraZeneca vaccine after study results revealed disappointing efficacy against a new variant of COVID there. The study found that the vaccine offered minimal protection against mild and moderate cases of COVID-19. Experts remain hopeful, however, that the vaccine will prevent severe cases of the disease. To discuss all of this, we're joined by Dr. Barry Bloom, a professor of immunology and infectious diseases at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Dr. Bloom, first of all, what can you tell us about the study in South Africa and this AstraZeneca vaccine?
So in South Africa, which has a very good science infrastructure, they have done a small study of people who have had the rapidly progressing new variant, and it is very refractory to the immune responses generated by the AstraZeneca vaccine. So the virus is in the process of trying to elude the immune response. The good news is there is still significant protection from three of the existing vaccines. The bad news is the AstraZeneca vaccine seems to be doing no more than 10% protection against this variant, and hence they stopped the studies in South Africa, which seemed futile, expensive, taxing of people and money.
So it sounds like what you're saying is the coronavirus is essentially adapting to this particular vaccine in South Africa.
It's adapting to all the vaccines, and this one seems not to have the resilience to recognize parts of the new South African variant. Clearly, AstraZeneca does not.
There does seem to be reason for concern, though. I mean, we're talking about the AstraZeneca vaccine in South Africa, but is there reason to believe other vaccines would also be less effective against this new strain or new strains? And just generally, how worried are you that the narrative of the pandemic could be mutation, vaccine redevelopment to deal with the mutations, and that goes on indefinitely?
So worrying is not a major tool in the field of public health. I try to think about what can we do once we're faced with a challenge or a problem, and problems represent opportunities for science to do better than, in this case, natural infection. So this is a global infection. A mutant or variant anywhere is a threat everywhere. And so we can't be complacent and say, because hopefully we start to do well by summertime in the U.S., we will not be invaded by a new variant. So we really have to continue public health measures, wearing masks, reducing opportunities for spread, and being very careful, because even with vaccines, they're not perfect. No vaccine has ever been perfect. And we're going to have to be in a world that is more thoughtful about protecting ourselves from respiratory infection than we have ever had to do before.
Even with those imperfections and with new mutations, Dr. Bloom, I suspect the importance of getting people vaccinated is even more crucial. Can you just give us the layperson's explanation of why when it comes to new mutations?
Sure. So what we know is that the best way to prevent the emergence of mutants is to reduce the amount of circulating viruses that hang around and can make mutants. So the lower the number of viruses in the community, the lower the number of viruses in any individual, through face masks, through distancing, through avoiding crowding places, through washing of hands, the lower that number is, the lower the probability a mutant will emerge. That's the simplest of all facts. The ideal of a vaccine is simply to reduce the number of infectious viruses as a way of reducing the number also that can paint mutants.
Dr. Barry Bloom, a professor of immunology and infectious diseases at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health, thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Marco.